back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, and we head back to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program State Representative Kathy Schmaltz. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and all good in Kathy's
good.
World.
Yes, yes, busy, but always good. I don't like all the wind chill things you were talking about there, though.
I know.
That's cold.
You know, it's a messenger situation here. I just say what's there. you know what that's like. I just say what's there.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I always say when the weather's bad, when the weather's good, I'm going to take credit for it. When the weather's bad, I'm going to blame Andy Provenzano.
I was going to say, you sound like a weather guy,
I'm not. No. I just play one on the radio. I know.
I call Andy and Jared a lot and say, what the heck? nothing happened what you said was going to happen today.
I'll blame it on the government because I get the forecast from them. It's the government's
That's
fault.
That's right. We can blame everything on the government. I'm with you there.
All right, so I got the notes. A few things I want to talk about here, but if I'm reading this bullet point correctly, State Representative Kathy Schmaltz, if I'm reading this correctly, there's unspent money left over from the end of the fiscal year, which was in September, and those departments still want to spend their money into the new budget, money that they didn't spend from the previous budget. I'm knocking this down to its Cliff Notes form. Do I have that correct?
Well, yeah, that's part of it, and okay. This is something that has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
That they just, if a project gets money and is allocated in 1 year, even if it's for 1 year, it's not taken care of. The money is just carried over for the next year, the next year, and the next year.
So you see
how that can be a problem.
So is it in addition to what they're allotted in their budget? So, they get, again, simplest form, they get 20 bucks. They spent 15, so they get 20 bucks next year plus another 5. I mean, is that...
If they use the 20, then they just get 5
okay.
the next time.
Gotcha.
So,
all right.
It doesn't give them more money, but it keeps the money in there.
Keeps them... All right. All right. Yeah. So, are we going to keep this practice going, or what do we do?
So, the whole reason that this came up is because we changed the whole transparency process. So from now on, every project that a person wants has to be put online well before we vote on the budget so everybody can see what a legislator is asking for, a certain project, let's say Cascades, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked for $1.5 million. We put it online. Kyle Lewis and I came up and testified. It was well, everybody knew exactly what was going on, what the money was going to be used for and all that. So that's the process we have now. It is now law that that's the way things are going to be done.
Okay.
Well, obviously, last year that didn't happen because we didn't have that process. So the money that was not used and it's just sitting there, well, what was the problem? Did the department not give the entity the money they were supposed to? Did the entity not even start the work on the project they were supposed to? Was it allocated for 1 year? What is allocated for more years? So what they did was look through all of these and say, look, we're going to, what I'd like to say, pause the funding. Pause the funding, take a look at everything, see where it is, reevaluate, and then put that request back in.
Okay. All right. So now with that said, now this happened in a committee that you're not a part of, but
the House Appropriations Committee made the decision. I do not sit on that committee. Mm-hmm. I would not have done it this way. I don't exactly agree with how they did it because this is a new process. It was not in effect a year ago.
Right.
And so I understand we want transparency, but I don't think it was right to pause the projects for these people because the money was already allocated.
Gotcha. All right. So what's going to happen next with this? Does it come to the House floor? What happens next? Or does it just pause because the committee said it's paused?
For example, one of the projects that was caught up in there is the Hayes Hotel project.
Okay.
So there's $4.5 million that was allocated for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we know, there hasn't been really any movement on that. We've had developer changes and things like that. They're still planning to move ahead for that. So.
Mm-hmm.
I have set up a meeting next week with the developers and Ryan from the chamber. We're all going to sit down we're going to put in a proposal for this money or whatever we think, and then we are going to get this through in either a supplemental or hopefully the project in the budget, because we want this to go through. We finally want to get this project going.
Right. Okay. But as it is right now, that money's paused because it wasn't used by September 30th. Okay. Got it. Understood.
Right. And you can understand the reasoning for that. Money should not be sitting there. It's got to be used. But then again, the departments, are they doing their jobs in making sure that these entities get the money that they're supposed to get? And believe me, we have a lot of problems with the departments not doing that. So I don't blame anybody in this situation, because we have to look at each individual project to find out where the blame should lie. But since the money was allocated, I just have a problem with pausing it right now.
Well, it sounds like when you look at something like this on paper, and somebody who's not familiar with the project like we're talking about, they're looking at it on paper and they're saying, hey, why isn't this money spent? We're just going to pause it till we figure it out, as opposed to yourself, Ryan, others who are close to the situation understand why the money hasn't been spent. It almost sounds like it's kind of a disconnect, but you look at it on paper, it makes sense until you realize that those who are close to it says, hey, wait, we got to keep this moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, there was a lot of heated discussions yesterday about these things, because what happens sometimes in the budget process is you don't have the line item.
Yeah.
So when you pause projects, it includes projects that shouldn't have been paused at all. And then, you know, then you find yourself going through everything and trying to fix it. But things will be restored. It's just, I guess I look at it as an inconvenience.
Okay.
It's an inconvenience. We will fix this. And hopefully, I'm positive we're going to make even the proposal even better. So we'll sit down next week and work this out. And like I said, I just think of it as an inconvenience, and we'll get something going.
Okay. Let's talk about the Mackinac Bridge. We don't often talk about the Mackinac Bridge, but when we do, it's usually with State Representative Kathy Schmaltz. Mackinac Bridge, there was a vote. Tell us about this designation for the Mackinac Bridge.
Okay, we voted to designate the Mackinac Bridge as a critical infrastructure. What that means is that non-public areas of the bridge will be classified as a key facility. Penalties will then be increased for trespassers from a misdemeanor to a felony, because they've had issues in the past with this. So you could get up to 4 years in prison or a fine of up to $2,500 or both. It also prohibits using drones to interfere with operations in the certain areas. It all makes it easier for law enforcement to crack down on security threats when they have different trespassers just going in non-public areas.
Hmm. Interesting.
We're talking protesters. We're talking, you know.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, obviously there was a bomb threat in one area, and, different things like that.
Huh. I guess outside of, it getting closed down for Labor Day for people to walk across, I can't imagine anybody wanting to actually walk or be on that bridge.
You'd be surprised.
That would be. I mean, I get nervous just driving over the thing.
I know. Me too. I remember doing that. Remember that story when the Yugo blew off?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah, I was on the air when we reported on that. Now, it can get scary, especially when the wind's blowing. Of course, I know a lot of people who have done the thing where they can walk up the bridge. They can walk, you know, go way up on the... No way. I'm not doing
nope.
that.
Not going to do that. I'll let Mike Rowe do that. Not going to do it. Yeah. The Natural Resource Commission, it was voted on for them to live stream their meetings now. Why did this come about?
Many people are interested in, obviously, what the Natural Resource Commission does, especially with hunting and fishing issues. The commission holds meetings across the state, so it can be really hard for people to get to one of the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We approved a bill that would require the Natural Resource Commission to live stream all of its meetings. They have the exclusive authority to regulate hunting, trapping, sports fishing in Michigan. So this allows people to tune in to see what's happening. And they meet every month, I believe.
Mm. Okay.
So it's just a way to get people involved, because a lot of, we have a lot of hunters and fishers and fishermen, and they just want to know what's going on.
Well, I guess I find it hard to believe that in today's day and age, we're not, it feels like every type of meeting is being live streamed, or there's always easy access, digital access to it.
Yeah, no, that's not happening in all cases. And it's just like, in a lot of places, because we've had different bills like this come up for different agencies.
Oh. All right. All right, moving on to the next thing. You know, when I'm showing a home and someone asks about the property line, I always have Ron Ellison's voice in the back of my head saying, get it surveyed. Get it surveyed. Don't trust what you see on the count. Get it surveyed. And it kind of sounds like the same thing with the Michigan-Indiana border. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is kind of hard to believe, but we're not really sure exactly where the placement of the border between Michigan and Indiana is. We voted in the House to take steps to resurvey the land along the border. The last complete survey was in 1827, before Michigan was even a state. The markers were placed to designate the border, but they have kind of deteriorated. So we need to find out where the border actually is specifically. Not knowing this has caused some issues, like property disputes, as you know, can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Preservation responsibilities, even traffic enforcement problems. The bill that has passed now the House and Senate and goes to the governor. So it's just making sure that the lines are correct, because it's been a long time since we figured
it out.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, back in meets and bounds time. So what do we, I mean, do we need to have cooperation with Indiana on this? Is it something we need to work together on, or not really?
Well, I'm sure when it's resurveyed that both sides will be there to kind of make sure that somebody's not getting more than they should. I suppose.
Right.
Unless they don't want that part. I mean, I'm sure they're going to have to agree.
Oh, man. All right. Health Policy Committee. Tell us what happened in Health Policy Committee.
Yes, I sit on the Health Policy Committee, and one thing we talked about were medical costs, hospital costs. They can be a lot, as we know. So we wanted to make sure people know when they are treated at a hospital that they're well informed of what it's going to cost them. The Hospital Price Transparency Bill, it was a Senate bill. We voted it out of the Health Committee in the House. Mm. Hospitals must publish how much a service costs and be transparent of all expenses. Under this bill, hospitals cannot collect any medical debt if they did not comply with the federal price transparency laws at the time of the service.
Hmm.
Seven other states have this type of legislation. Transparency laws help people when take control of the healthcare by allowing them. So you go to one hospital, you get one price for the service. You can go to another health facility and see what that price is. So you can do some back and forth to find out how much it will really cost. There'll be no surprises. Instead of just an estimate on a procedure, you should know the actual price.
Okay.
This is a very good bill because a lot of people end up getting these bills in the mail or collection agencies calling them, and they had no clue that it cost that much.
Well, yeah. But, you know, a lot of times, though, you need it because you need it, and you sometimes need it in a hurry. You don't really have time to do the shopping around, though.
That's right. So then you should really have the exact price so you know what you're getting.
Right, exactly. All right, very good. So that was what? That came out of the Senate to the House, or where does that go next?
That is a Senate bill, yes.
Senate bill.
So
okay.
it went through the Senate committee. Now it went through the House Health Committee, so it will go to the full floor.
The full floor for a vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so that was a full list. Anything else? I mean, what are we looking for? Next week's like the last week of the year for session. Is there anything left up in the air that needs to be buttoned up by the end of the year, Kathy?
Yeah, well, we'll still be working on the pause and the cuts that the pause and all the projects and the funding. We'll be working on that a lot this week. I know we have a full schedule of everything. I'm not quite sure. I know I'm testifying in a couple of things next week, but I just got through this week, so I'm not. But we do have a full schedule next week, and we'll have a lot to talk about.
And I'm sure you've got a weekend full of events, too, that Kathy and her team of clones will be at.
Well, we have Wreaths Across America. That's always a big thing this time of year. And the Boy Scouts usually do that, where they put wreaths on the graves of veterans.
Oh, that's right.
And so I'll be out there doing that in one area, and that's always great. I love working with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and they do such wonderful things in all areas.
Yeah.
So, and I think I'm going to be with the robotics team for Rapapalooza in Chelsea. They wrap presents to get money for their robotics team.
Oh,
I love the robotics
team. So the robots don't wrap the presents.
No.
The kids wrap the presents so they can make the robots.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
I'd like to see the robots wrap the presents, though. I'd like to get one of those.
Oh, I'm sure that's coming, Mark. I'm sure that's coming.
Well, I had a chance to sit with one of your clones at a Kiwanis Club meeting a couple weeks back. I'm sorry. What was her name again? Remind me.
Rachel.
Yes. Rachel did. Yeah, it was nice meeting her. Nice having a... Well, I met her at the chamber event not too long ago. But it was nice having her join us for Kiwanis. She brought the average age way down.
Yes.
She did bring that up.
Most of my staff brought the age way down. But Rachel is great. And it's really hard sometimes, although I try to be as many places as I can. Yeah. A lot of these meetings, whether it's council meetings, commission meetings, some of the service groups and stuff, I can't get to all of them. So she graciously fills in for me, and she does a wonderful job.
Right. Very good. Anything left untouched here, State Representative Kathy Schmaltz, that we didn't get to?
I don't know. How about the Lions and Rams?
That's good. All right. We just did Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball about an hour ago, and the 8 Ball went with the Lions. Myself and Drew, we picked the Rams this weekend. We hope we're wrong. But we picked the Rams with the win.
So what's the score? Well, the Rams have been, Stafford's been great. What was the score that you got? Did you pick a score?
We don't pick a score. We just pick against the spread, which is 6 in favor of the Rams. Rams by 6. So, the Rams are healthy, too, and the Lions are pretty dinged up. My take on it is the Lions, not technically a bye, but they played on Thursday. So they had a longer break. I'm looking at it as kind of a quasi-buy because it wasn't a full buy, but it was a longer break than usual. So I'm thinking the Lions stink coming off of a buy.
I know. So I hate buys. I think they're really bad for teams.
It's not a buy, but it feels like a buy. So that's why. And the Rams are just healthy and they're just on fire. So that's why I'm thinking the Rams are going to win.
Well, let's hope the Lions bring their A game. And when they're down, when they're really down and it's like, this is it, they have to do it, they seem to come through. So
you're right. When they're backed in the corner, they do come out fighting. So we'll see. We'll see. And all the Tigers managers and owners were all in meeting at Disneyland or Disney World this past week. The winter meetings. Any big major Tigers moves come out? I didn't pay attention.
I don't know. I've just been reading a lot of different discussions and, what they think's going to happen or this and that. So nothing really standing out yet. We'll have to wait and see.
I remember hearing rumors that Verlander wanted to come back to finish up his career.
We hear that every year. Every year we hear that. who knows? Maybe it will happen sometime. I don't know.
All right. Well, Kathy, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk with you next week, okay?
All right. Have a good weekend,
Thank
Mark.
Thank you. State Representative Kathy Schmaltz joining us. This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.